Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank the Lord Jesus. Another new day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God for Resurrection Day, celebrated on Sunday yesterday, in April the 9th, and today is the 10th, 2023, but we bless God for this Easter Monday, but every day we should celebrate God and thank God for the power of resurrection from us out of the dead works and whatever like this and this life of sin. Glory to God that we were bound by under slavery through Adam. Glory to God and the adversary. But now that Jesus has come on the scene and redeemed us back to the Father, praise God, we don't have to practice walking in darkness. We have power over it to bind and loose and cancel the assignment of the enemy and bring this flesh under subjection so the Holy Spirit can take charge to be transformed, glory to God, in the image of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for Jesus, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace now to obtain mercy. Praise his holy name. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. As we continue to give him glory, praise God, because he deserves it for all that he's done and doing and still will do. Glory to God, is yet to come to pass of the promises of the Lord. Help us like never before to look to the author and the finish of our faith, look unto the hills which cometh our help, realizing it comes from the Lord. Oh, lift up ye gates. Oh, my God, we bless you and honor you because you are worthy of every praise, of all the glory, all the honor. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Thank God again. Hallelujah for the promises. And for Jesus, the greatest promise, the greatest gift. Oh, God, and help us to give our best gift, and that's our life, surrendered to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Bless God. I probably should go ahead and get the scripture reading ready, but I would like to just go over that and say this prayer that we say periodically over the years since we've been online, and it says, Father, I thank you that it's your will that I walk in completeness, soundness, and perfect wholeness in my spirit, soul, and body. Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary's cross for my health and well-being. I refuse to be robbed of this provision any longer in Jesus' name. The alien forces of wrong thoughts, oppression, depression, torment, fear and affliction, infirmity, sickness and disease cannot reside in me. Because you live in me now, Lord Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit, with the authority you have invested in me, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrection power. Today, I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight for my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for my despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, finances, and relationships for any lack I have experienced, your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for my brokenness, your comfort for my pain, and your courage, Lord, for my fear and timidity. I command my muscles, tissues, cells, and blood to come in line now with your resurrection life, Lord Jesus. Thank you for fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided me through your shed blood at Calvary, Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word and meditation upon your promises. Lord, I will walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And you said in Matthew 6:33, glory to God, seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, glory to God, and everything else to be added. Thank God, glory to God, for a desire to thirst for your word. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the anointing. Thank God for the peace and the joy of the Lord being our strength. Thank God for the provisions that are being made, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, that we can call upon the Lord with the confidence and know that he will answer. You said, ask and it shall be given, seek we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And it's not because we said it, we have to walk in condition, glory out to the promise. Glory to God, not to be a promise breaker, but a promise keeper. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of your anointing that destroys yokes. Thank you, Lord God, that's in your presence is fullness of joy. Ah, glory to God. We thank you that we look to you, glory to God, for all our answers. Everything that we need is found in the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. Everything that we need is found, glory to God, hallelujah, in your word. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can call upon you and, glory to God, operate and being able to demonstrate the love of Jesus when we submit and commit and obedience to you. Thank you, Lord God, that you've already made us aware of, glory to God, our adversary and his MO. But you said you came to give us life and life more abundantly. You told us, glory to God, in your word, hallelujah, that if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. If we walk upright before you, you'll hold no good thing from. Oh, God, you're teaching us how to be led by the Spirit. And you said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I've set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Oh, don't be like a dog going back to his vomit. Help us, glory to God, when you open up our eyes and see the light, help us to walk therein. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Lord, help us to run and not be weary, walk and not faint. To soar like that eagle. Help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. God, I thank you, glory to God, of all the provisions that you've made and you've given us the power to bind and loosen, to demonstrate your love in this earth realm and through the power of forgiveness that you've done, glory to God. Lord, I pray like never before that we move this flesh out the way, crucified, cancel this assignment, glory to God, that is trying to keep us from being in the place of victory in obedience to what God is saying. Because when we give place to, glory to God, to the enemy, we're yielding to our flesh and we're giving opportunities, glory to God, for to give up our birthright. Help us like never before to know that you said hot or cold, lukewarm, you'll spew us out. We need, glory to God, to be stable, steadfast, unmovable, all in the power of God's word in the name of Jesus. Oh, that we'll be those ones that people can see the light and the love of God. You said they're going to know that we're your disciples by the love we have one for another. Oh, God, what are we doing with the giftings that you're giving us? Oh, what have we been doing with, since, glory to God, we've given our lives to you? Help us to know like never before. You're looking for a people that will be willing and obedient and yielded to your assignment that you've given us here in this earth realm on this journey. And this too shall pass. Help us to know we are foreigners here. We're not here to stay where some people have got caught up in the greed and power struggles and recognition and building up everything they can build up, forgetting all about the mission and the assignment. God, I pray for an awakening. It's people out there dying and need healing, need deliverance, need awareness, need encouragement, need strength. All need to go over to God, know the truth of what God's word is, and know that people can stand and be saved and stay saved and be, glory out, faithful to you in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, you're looking for soldiers that are not cowardly, that will not turn, glory to God, and try to serve as a spy, glory to God, working both sides All glory to God. And in the middle, all glory to God. You say hot or cold, lukewarm. You got to make up your mind, choose you to say who you're going to serve. I pray for the believers. I pray for the born-again believers. I pray, glory to God, for the body of Christ. I pray, glory to God, that we're supposed to be the light and the example. I pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for that awakening in the name of Jesus. I pray for myself. I pray for one another. I pray for this, glory to God, these people that are faithful on this line. I pray they're faithful to you every day. I pray, glory to God, that you will bless these warriors. Bless myself, bless our families. Help us, glory to God, to stay tuned, to stay focused. Lord, help us to know that there'll be problems and trials, but God, you're with us and never leave us. And you gave us the Holy Spirit, the comfort, the teacher, the lead, the guide. We need you like never before. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, awareness of the signs of the times, not for just knowledge, but to recognize how to get a strategy from you, how to walk through, glory to God, hallelujah, this journey, hallelujah, with standing on your word. Oh, God, help us to know that you're the only one who got the solution for every problem, every circumstance. Pray for our country, God. Pray for wisdom. Pray in the midst of us, knowledge that then being released, glory to God, that can cause things to be sabotaged and confusion and chaos. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We are praying, oh, glory to God, to get the corporate out the camp and reveal, oh, pull the covers off, even around the globe, even for these leaders. We bind up the situation where the enemy's setting up for world wars, glory to God. But we know things are coming, but God, we want people to recognize that our God is still on the throne. He's still doing great and mighty things, God, and they are not going to be a superpower to step back around and think we're going to have everything that we want in control, and even glory to God, the enemy conjure up stuff and even be enemies against each other, but we'll come together to against our enemy so that way, glory to God, we can knock them out, and then we'll go back to being enemies. Oh, but God, you got a plan. Oh, no matter how doom and gloom it looks like right now, we got to keep the faith and thank God that as long as the light's on down here on this earth until you say it's time to come back, all that devil can't go but so far. But we got to pray and be alert that we don't get caught up in the ship. We don't get caught up and be out like, glory to God, the ship out on the ocean, glory to God, with no sail. Lord, help us to know that, glory to God, we got a vital part in, glory to God, in this, by praying and binding and loosening and making awareness and being about the Father's business. We are praying right now for those that are caught up, glory, in chaos and confusion. Those that, glory to God, feeling hopeless and helpless. Those that don't have a Savior, need a Savior. Those that are in denying and justifying. Those, glory to God, that just don't know truth and the enemy is blinding them, glory to God. Oh, we pray that those yokes be destroyed. The blindness come off. Unstop the ears. Open their eyes that they may see. Take out a heart of stone that they may be able to receive your word in the name of Jesus. We are praying, glory to God, for change. We are praying, glory to God, for awareness that the truth will come and penetrate the hearts, glory to God, that they will be able to receive, boy, girl, young man, young woman, whoever it may be. God, we are praying like never before. Pray against all the satanic forces that have come, glory to God, like a Herod and Pharaoh spirit that destroy our youth. We are praying these generations and generations and generations after will be raised up to do great and mighty exploits for the Lord, opening up to the truth and walking in truth and taking authority and putting the enemy to flight. There's a work through still yet to be done, hallelujah, through the revival before the end time comes. But everything, glory to God, is lining up, coming in alignment, glory, as you said, even these last days, but yet, not yet, but glory to God, it's close. But in the meantime, we got to know that our life is hid in you. And no matter what, whether we come through this season or whether it's years down the road or whatever the time is before the time, we still got to be aware and make ourselves, glory to God, always on ready. Hallelujah. So whenever you do call, we'll be ready. But we bind untimely death, sickness, and disease that will come to try to take us out before we finish the work or carry out the assignment that God said. We'll pray for salvation in our homes, in our neighborhood, so salvation in our counties, in our country, salvation around the globe, salvation, glory to God, to come to those that are lost. Praying for those that are backslidden, that they will come back every lie that the devil has told them that they can't make it back. In the name of Jesus, I've done too much of this, that, and the other. But you said you're married to the backslider. We pray for those that need a healing and deliverance, glory to God. Those that are going through heart trouble, going through strokes, going through, glory to God, kidney failures, or having cancer, or those, glory to God, that arthritis, bursitis, every kind of art. I, glory to God, that has came to attack. We plead the blood of Jesus against those that are having, glory to God, things going intestinal-wise, things going on with any part of their organs or anything going on with their eyes or throat or glory to God, anything that's happening, glory to God, in every part of their body, mental challenges and dementia, whatever it is, those ones that the enemy is trying to steal our thoughts and trying to make us, glory to God, forget what the word said, what the scripture says, or what we're going to do when you go to the kitchen, trying to remember, okay, did I go in here or should I be in the kitchen? Should I be able to go to the bathroom or whatever? We plead the blood of Jesus, the author of confusion, the things that try to set back, to try to distract us away from what God said. We come against misunderstanding, glory to God, and betrayal. We bind a rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience to God's word and the laws in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, against the spirit of discord and confusion. Glory to God, always got something to say, always got trouble going on, always making up excuses, glory to God, and denial and justifying why you did this, that, and the other. We plead the blood of Jesus and command the enemy to loose his hold as we bind this up and cast it out and send it back to the droplet. We speak stability. We speak truth. We speak obedience. We speak humility and courage, glory to God, and wisdom and glory to God, hallelujah, a will to do the will of the Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord will have free reign in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you again today. We pray that you would bless Sister Apostle Evangelist, God, as he called after two today. Some of the warriors know about to pray because whatever was on her records, glory to God, in the history for about that stroke, glory to God, possibility that they want to check her out. But we believe it and binding up, glory to God, stroke, heart attack, any type of blood clot, aneurysms or whatever else he might come up with. We bind up even that spirit that we even try to bring up and flare up lupus or whatever. We're praying divine healing, praying for her kidneys, all her organs. Anybody else that's going through whatever, glory to God, in their bodies, we're praying, glory to God, for Catherine, touch her body, bless her and strengthen her in that back and even for their bowels and also whatever that is that try to come up on her leg. We bind up reoccurrences. We pray wisdom. We pray for doctors, glory to God, to have wisdom and God that they'll just not be treating us as another number or any of us. We pray, glory to God, for Teresa, God, that she's waiting on her kidney, for First Lady waiting on her kidney. Pray the encouragement, keep their blood pressure regulated even when they go through the process of the tasting. We pray, glory to God, for Burgess as he went through, glory to God, that prostate cancer surgery, God, that he'll be healed and whole and through the tests that are coming through he has to do in Jesus' name. We bless you, God, for all that you've done and doing, even for our own bodies and minds and heart. Prayer that you continue to bless our prophet on the line. God, that you'll bless Prophet Bird. Bless her. Continue to use her and express and reveal whatever is needed. Glory to God. For the body of Christ and all the prophets around the globe that are standing on the truth and walking in truth, not the prophets that are prophesying lies, but the ones that are prophesying truth. God, pray for the believers, the fivefold ministry. Pray, glory to God, you continue to press and touch, glory to God, Mother Willette's mouth, glory to God, for her medical things that are going on, glory to God, with her dental in the name of Jesus today. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Alexander, for her throat, God, that you are blessed, and even for God, the blessed that and she continue to be excited and glorifying the Lord, even in spite of, glory to God, there's a little bit of residue still aggravating, glory to God, from the pollen, but God, you are the healer. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother McCormick, God, for blessing and touching her body when she, glory to God, going through and giving you glory and praise and the stretching of, glory to God, whatever has to be done in that throat. We're thanking you, Lord God, for all of our children, our grands, and our seed, praying for us and cursing generational curses. Thanking you, Lord God, for the word. Thank you for the anointing and the life that you've given us to live for holiness and righteousness for you. Praying for Pastor Burton, too. Glory to God. Blessing, glory to God, these women of God. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless Alonzo, God, and touching his body. Strengthen him and that family. God, we love you today. We appreciate you. So many things are going on around us. Pray for Mother Freeman and Mother Frank, Camp, God. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Elise, God. We pray, glory to God, for Bobby, God. Glory to God, my dad. We pray, glory to God, that you will bless the men and women of God. Come to the knowledge of the truth and overcome, glory to God, by the testimonies of others, but overcome, glory to God, the things that are challenging them now, that are trying to keep them, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, of captivity. But we destroy those yokes now, that we all will come into the knowledge of the truth and stand on God's word, regardless of the circumstances or situation. Ah, God, you said draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us. That's the only way it can be done, by the Spirit to Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Because no flesh gonna glory in your sight, and no flesh, glory to God, we enter to the kingdom of God. We just love you today. Ah, his word, his word, his word. Ah, God, thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for the fellowship last night, the word. Thank you for that time we've been able to sing and praise God and get in his presence. Ah, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ah, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, the blood that was shed on Calvary, the one that redeemed us back to the Father. Thank you, Lord God, that he's on the right hand of the Father now making intercessions on our behalf. We pray for more laborers in the vineyard. We pray, glory to God, that we'll get tuned in like we never have before, to walk in truth, to walk in obedience, to walk with submission, to walk in love, to walk with excitement and anticipation and expectancy. Pray for Pastor Betty Pugh. Pray you touch her now too, as well as her children. We thank you, Lord God, for glory, you being glorified. God, we have some things before you, and we are praying, glory to God, for some debt cancellation, some financial blessings, and we are praying wisdom when you bring the overflow, that we will not forget those less fortunate, or just someone that might have failed in her situation, that we can break, glory, out, secretly go be a blessing and not advertise, or whatever. But God, I pray, glory to God, even for those that are thinking of me and sending and encouraging, and prayers most of all, but also the financial blessings, and pray, glory to God, for Mother Alexander, Mother sins. God, we pray, glory to God, for special blessings. Ah, God, and in the name of Jesus and thoughtfulness, we pray, glory to God, that you just continue to help us to be, glory, the people you're calling for in these last days. Not lip service people, but whatever we do, let us do it with the power and authority and the anointing, and glory to God, with joy and excitement, and believing you by faith. No matter what the crisis is, glory to God, you more than the Christ of the crisis. You are Lord. We bless you today, and thank you again. And hallelujah for divine connection prayer lines. And we don't want to ever forget, as I'm thinking about him today, but didn't get the call, we're talking about him today and praying for him today, our brother Black. We know you know all things, what's going on in his life, and while we've been hearing from him, some have heard from Mother McCormick and Mother Alexander on Resurrection Day. But God, I just pray, God, as we look forward to hearing from him back on the line, whatever's going on, pray his days are not mixed up, but pray that his family is well, pray all is well in his body, in the church, and pray, glory to God, that you continue to use him like never before, and glorify, you be glorified in all that we do too as well. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, again for the young lady that you blessed with the word last night. Who have you become since you believe? Glory to God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Oh, glory to God. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. If an old things pass away and all things become new, help us to continue to read the manual, the B-I-B-L-E. Help us to know the author and the finisher of our faith, not just know of the word, glory to God, but stand on the word in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you. Now we bind up Satan, all of the cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plant, and scheme be eradicated in the name of Jesus as we put the enemy to flight in Jesus' name and plead the blood of Jesus against him and bind up every setup, trap, and snare that he's already set up to try to come against these prayers of our life. We rebuke, bind, and loosen from it in the name of Jesus and call back our peace and joy and strength and courage and encouragement and walking in humility and walking in truth. In Jesus' name. Our scripture reader be in 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. He says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Praise God, the agape. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. System been up all this time. Decided to drop down for a little bit, so we believe in God. It is well with my soul. It is well. Praise the Lord. At this time, we'll get ready to open the lines to, knowing Mother Willette, glory to God, she's probably going to be trying anyway, but she's supposed to be listening. I don't know how her tooth is doing tonight. Amen. Whether to open the line to her now. Go ahead and allow Pastor Bird, and if Mother... Mother Willette decides that she wants to go ahead and try to say something tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, Lord, well, okay, then soon as the bird finished praying, you can. I had a feeling in my spirit today that you're going to press and pursue. Amen.
Yes.
Then after Mother Willette, Mother Pastor Bird, Prophet Bird first, Mother Willette, then over to God, Mother Alexander, then Brother Black, and Mother Eminem McCormick. Praise the Lord. And he's on tonight. Praise God. All right, then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. All you saints. And everybody that have breath. Everything that have breath. Praise ye the Lord. God has just given me a prophetic song that I'm just going to sing. This is just out of my spirit. And I just keep hearing it. And I'm just going to just go with what God is saying to me tonight. Jesus died for me. He gave his life for me. He hung on that cross at Calvary. Jesus, he died. Hear it all, both. He died for me. Thank you, Jesus. He gave his life for me. As he hung on that cross at Calvary, he died. He died so that we might live. He died so that we might live. He hung on that cross. He gave his life for you and for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus died for me. Hallelujah. Hey, halalabosi, eredido soro. And God wants us to take that personal tonight and know that Jesus would have died if it was just for you or if it was just for me. He would have gave his life for us, because he loved us. And I just want to give thanks to him. God saw you when you were in your mother's womb. Psalms 139:13-16. He knew your mother and father and the circumstances of the home where you would grow up. He knew the schools you would attend and the neighborhood in which you would live. That's how special you are to God. God gave you the ability to survive and walk with you through good times and bad. He gave you survival techniques and guardian angels to keep and protect you. Psalms 91:11. He chose you before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. He cried with you when you cried. He laughed with you when you laughed. He was grieved when you was misunderstood and treated unfairly. He watched and waited, looking forward to the day when you will receive Jesus as your Savior. To as many as receive him, gave he the power, the right, and the authority to become the sons of God. John 1:12. He longs for your fellowship, desiring for you to know him and to be more intimate with him. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you and we honor you, Father God, for who you are and all that you've done. We don't take it for granted, the price that it cost Jesus Christ to receive us as sons and daughters, to have us even as his sisters and brothers. So, God, we just want to thank you tonight. God, I come in agreement with Pastor DJ as she lifted up the men and women of God to you, as she stood on your word, Father God, as she poured out her heart to you. I agree with every word that come up, and I say not one word, but fall to the ground, God, without producing that it was sent out to do. It was powerful and on point. So we thank you for those prayers, God, because we know there's power in agreement, dear God, in Jesus' name. So I come in agreement with her and every prayer, Father God, that will go forth tonight. I come in agreement, God, so that we can see results. And God, I thank you so much for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. And I ask in Jesus' name, God, that you help us in this season just to be still, and watch you work out those things that concern us, God. Help us not to be anxious about anything, but prayer and supplication, bringing everything to you, God, and watch you work that thing out, because that's the kind of God that we serve. I heard in the word last night, be still. Be still. We get anxious, and we try to work it out ourselves, God, and we make a mess. But even when we make a mess, you will never leave nor forsake us. So, God, we got so much to be thankful for tonight in the midst of all bad news that we hear coming forth. Of everything that's going around us with the killings and the shootings and the abuse, sexual perversion, and all of that foolishness, God, hatred, racism, everything that's going on around us, God, we stand firmly rooted and grounded in you, and we refuse to come down. We refuse to be moved by chaos, God. We're going to be moved by every word, God, that proceed out of your mouth. But you have given your church power and authority to loose and to bind. You have given your church authority to speak. We are not without power. For the word of God say that our weapons of warfare are mighty and not carnal, God, for the pulling down of strongholds. And God, there's principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against that with the word of God. And we're believing you, God, for change. We're believing you, God, that when your word come up before you, God, it's going to come back with the answers that we need. We might not win every battle, God. Hallelujah. But you have equipped your church, God. Hallelujah, with your word. Ha-ra-ra-bo-sunder. Said that some things Satan can be conquered in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just bless you tonight. I'm full, God. I don't even know what to say. Because lately I've just been meditating on you and your word. And you've just been speaking to me and just ministering to me, person of God. And I want to thank you. And I thank thank you, Father God, for this next move of God that's coming forth. A change is coming. Because if we don't believe that prayer can change a matter, then we just will hang up and go do whatever we were doing before we got on the phone. We got to come believing that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that thing shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I heard your servant talk about healing, not only with the people that's on this line and calling up their name, but God, we're believing you that there's healing going to take place in this nation, in our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Father God. Because we're sick and we need you. We need you, Father God. So we're believing for revival to come, and we believe it's coming soon. We send this word forth right now in the atmosphere. And we say that this word will go through the world, Father God, this word, and that people are going to be changed. Not so much about what they hear us say, but what they see us do. So help us, Father God, not to come down. Help us, Father, to live this life that we pray about. Help us, Father God, to stand still, just like Moses told the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God, it seemed like everything was coming against them. They had the Red Sea on one side, and they had the Egyptians on the other. But the people listened to Moses and just stood still. And he didn't ask everybody advice, God. He heard from you, and he was able to use what he had in his hand. Help the body of Christ to know right now, Father God, that you have equipped us to win this battle, that you've given us power and authority. You told us to loose and bind. You told us to pull down and crash and destroy the works of the enemy. Oh, God, he shall not be able to come against your church and your body. So, Father God, we thank you. I bless the saints tonight, God. I bless each one and thank them for standing still and holding their post and believe that you receive that you ask of the Lord. So, God, we're thanking you tonight that even now change is happening. Somebody somewhere, God, is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. God, we get scared when we hear the name cancer. But cancer is under our feet. Under our feet, God. Because you left us here in the earth to decree and declare and to stay fully dressed, just like the men. God, at a minute's notice, we should be ready to go forth into battle with Satan because he's a loose. And he is just got havoc and chaos everywhere. But I thank you that we're not moved by what we see, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So, Father God, we send forth your word tonight. We speak it in the atmosphere. We believe in that we are mighty soldiers in the army of the Lord. We believe that when we speak it, it's coming forth just as we said. So we thank you for healing, even as we come against the deceiver now, because he is deceiving your people. He's deceiving the body of Christ. People are having that falling away now, God, like never before. They've opened their eyes and their ears to things that are not real. It's just deceiving. Things that seem good, look good, taste good, feel good. And they are falling away from the body of Christ. We pray for them. We pray for their strength. We pray, God, that they will continue to stay connected to the source. And that source is Jesus Christ. God, we can't do nothing without you, but through you all things are possible. So we're believing you, whatever's missing in our lives, that you fix it. right now, God, in Jesus' name. There's some that's sick on this phone tonight. I pray for their healing, whatever it is. There's some, Father God, that's going through financial difficulties. I'm praying, God, that they will be rich. They will be the head, not the tail, above only God, and never beneath. They will be the lenders and not the borrowers, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for those that, even in the hospital, and those that's going through things, even in their home, even with their children, God, that they stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God as they present them to you, dear God, in Jesus' name. We're expecting change because you said it. So, God, I honor you tonight, and I thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave his life for us. Oh, God, he did not stay on that cross. He is risen. He rose from the grave with power and authority and might, and he didn't keep it. Hallelujah. He passed it over to the church, to the body, to his bride, so that we would go forth and conquer and make disciples of all men. So, Father, I thank you that that's our goal tonight as we come together. And as we come to your throne of grace, asking you for mercy, that people will be changed, renewed, and saved by the power of your words. Because your word, God, should even place higher than your name, and that word will not come back void. So again, Father God, I'm not going to be long. I'm really too full. But I just want to say thank you. I want to thank you for life. I want to thank you for abundant life. I want to thank you for overflowing life. I want to thank you, Father, for life that accomplished something during this time that I'm here. And I bless now every believer on this phone tonight. Hallelujah. That you will continue to fill them with your power and your might. And that the gifts, God, that you've given them for the body of Christ will come forth in this season like never before. I pray that each one, God, know who they are in you and know that they got power and authority because the Holy Spirit lives within them to lead, guide, and direct them into all truth. So, God, I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute. So blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endure forever throughout all generations. Have your way with us tonight. Start with us. Start a revival. I didn't hear everything that went on last night because I had to eat. But God, because I'm part of it, I get that same reward. So, God, I bless you. I thank you. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise your name, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence right now. And I'm just so in appreciation to you. I thank you so much for what my ears have already heard. I praise you this evening, Heavenly Father. Dear God in heaven, thank you that you are the living God. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that you've demonstrated, showed us, revealed your agape, deep love for each and every person on earth. You did show that great love by giving Jesus and allowing him to lay his life down so that we could live life to the full. And I'm in agreement with your word. I thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you do want us to live life to the full. I thank you for your presence right now, and I invite your presence, hallelujah, Lord God, just to be on the inside of us. Let your presence be known, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, for the power of God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your anointing. Thank you for the word of God. Your word is true. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And all of your works are done in truth. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you know every person name by name, one by one, not just on this prayer line, but on every prayer line all over the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You already know the circumstances and situations, but you said that man ought always pray, and that's what we need to do, God, because prayer is a form of communication to you and with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father, as we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your presence, your anointing, your Holy Spirit will, oh Lord God, just help us, Lord God, to know how to pray. So I thank you this evening for being a true and living God. I thank you for the prayers that already went up for me. Glory be to God and so many others. Glory be to God. I know you heard the prayer. And God, I'm trusting you. I'm in agreement. You said if two or three are touching anything here on earth, or whatever we're asking, that we can get it from you. Glory be to God. I'm praying, believing that we receive. God, help us to learn to hear what the word of God say. Jesus said, have faith in God. And if we have faith in God, we can say something about situations, knowing that all of our help comes from you. Glory be to God. The scripture says, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from you. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you love us so much, you yet want the best for us. So I thank you, Lord God. And if anybody can provide, that is you. Thank you for healing, Lord God, those conditions, Lord God, that need special attention tonight. So many, Lord God. But I just want to just pause to say hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. You are an amazing God. You know my situation, every issue that I may have, every situation that I face, but God, not just me, but you know every person on this line and every situation they're going through, every circumstance they're facing. And I thank you, Lord God, ain't none of us facing it alone. Glory be to God. You said in Isaiah 43, praise God, 1 through verse 4 or 5, you can read it at your own leisure. In Isaiah 41:10, hallelujah, you said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'll help you. I'll strengthen you, and I'll uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. God, we're not going through whatever the circumstance is. We're not going through it alone, and I'm learning more and more day by day. According to what you taught Paul, praise God, and what he shared with us, and what James said, count it all joy when you go through this trial. It's the testing of your faith, but it's going to produce something good on the inside. Glory be to God. Because I still probably need some help in some situations, Lord God, and maybe I haven't gotten there. You're still working on me, and I appreciate it. I pray that you'll continue to, Lord God, perform that good thing in all of us until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Perfect that which concerns us, our families, our loved ones, our children, our neighbors, Lord God, those that are lost, Lord God, our leaders, oh Lord God, the body of Christ, the leaders within the body of Christ, Lord God. Someone's had surgery. I know someone's had surgery. Lord God, a brother David has had 7 or 8 surgeries, Lord God, on his back. Lord, have mercy. And God, he's having spasms and, Lord God, going through such a state. But I pray that your anointing, hey, God, God, in the name of Jesus, touch, move by your spirit and your power, the word of God. I thank you, hallelujah. that it's already done. It's already, Lord God, he's already delivered because Jesus came, hallelujah, to bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. Glory be to God. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I agree with your word, Father God. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, for those that you've already touched. Yes, and I agree with Prophet Bird, Minister BJ, that, Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God. You've already done it. Glory be to God. Yeah, I thank you, Lord God. There's nothing too hard. That's what I agree. Nothing is too hard for you, and you're able to do according to your word, exceeding, abundant, above all that we ask or think. And I agree with your word. I thank you, Lord God, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can act what we will, and it shall be done. You said, hallelujah, oh, glory be to God. Act that it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You said, whatever we ask you, Lord, glory be to God. You would give it to us that our joy would be full, John 16, praise God. Hallelujah. So you said, ask, glory be to God. And we're asking you, Father God. We're interceding on behalf of others. We're praying for those, Lord God, that are unruly, that they have come to the knowledge of the truth, that come out of darkness, come out of the wicked. We pray in the name of Jesus that the power of God, the anointing of God, the sword of the Spirit will break the yoke of deception out of the life of those that have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and tricked. Lord God, they've been made to believe in a lie. I pray, God, that you open up their understanding, open up blinded eyes, let them hear what the truth is and be willing to agree with your word, your truth. In Jesus' name, we pray for those, Lord God, that have been deceived. We pray, God, the sword of the Spirit will go forth, even as we pray the prayer of faith. The sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed, powerful word, your word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God, we pray that you sever every yoke, every evil, every, Lord God, wicked thing that may have tried to attach itself to someone. We plead the blood of Jesus against it in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that you break every yoke of addiction and stronghold. People, Lord God, they thought that they could go out and have a few drinks and it was going to be okay, or smoke a little this or that, or take some of this and it was going to be okay. And then once the devil, once that serpent got his poison, his venomous, Lord God, inside of the people, now they are struggling, Lord God, and they can't do what they want, but they must yield to that thing that they yielded to. God, have mercy and cut and destroy, annihilate. I pray the yoke of bondage is destroyed out of these people, especially those, Lord God, who have come to the knowledge to realize, Lord, I know I can't do this by myself. I rebuke myself and I repent. I know I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, and I know I've messed with stuff I ain't got no business messing with. Now, Lord God, I need your help to rescue me from this situation. And I pray, God, that you rescue our children, rescue our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, those that are struggling, Lord God. You know them one by one, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if I started naming names, I couldn't name them all. Have mercy, Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord God, and help us to realize we better not sit here and think that we're going to get anything from you and we holding stuff in our heart against somebody else. Lord God, help us to let go of grudges and, Lord God, unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred and, Lord God, all those things that's not like you. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not of you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, your word said, whatever we bind here, you abide in heaven. So we bind the demon of addictions and the demon of, Lord God, strongholds. We pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of alcohol is evicted from people's lives. The spirit of drugs is evicted. The spirit of immorality is evicted from people's lives. You said, whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we can have it. And I agree with your word, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus against every tormenting spirit, Lord God, that's messing with people's mind and lying and hoodwinking them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, the peace of God, Lord God, will fight that demon of torment. And Lord God, loose that person and set them free. Give them, hallelujah. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. I heard the joy of the Lord and Prophet Bird. Glory be to God. Thank you. That's what the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that dwells in us. The joy of the Lord ought to be our strength, glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for those suffering with allergies, Lord God. We pray for divine deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence, for your power, for your anointing, for the Word of God that brings deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that need your special attention on tonight in Jesus' name. Those who've had surgeries, we pray for a full recovery in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that people will come to you. We pray that they'll learn to hear what you say in your word. And Lord God, I agree. I pray that they would get in agreement with what your word says. You said no weapon formed against us, hallelujah, shall prosper. I agree with that word, Father. You said, hallelujah, with your stripes we'll heal. So I thank you that every condition, every symptom that the enemy tried to throw at us, it's got to come against the word of God and the healing power of God that you've already got for us, Jesus. When you shed your blood, hallelujah, it fights off that sickness. But we better say something about it if we want to see a difference. So I thank you for divine deliverance and healing. I thank you, Lord God, for the sword of the Spirit. Let it go forth, Father God. I pray, God, that people will decide to say, you know what, I need a change in my, I need to start doing better than what, if I've been out there vandalizing and doing stuff that's not right, God, I pray that a person will have a changed mindset. And I thank you that you're so good. You don't force anything on anyone, but you want them to come. You give them the option. If you want to change, I will help you, but you've got to be willing to come. Father, have mercy on us. Forgive us for our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Cleanse us of our iniquities. And as David said in the Psalms 51, please, sir, take not thy Holy Spirit from us, for we need you, Father God. I pray for each and every person on this line, those, Lord God, that may not say anything. I lift them up. I pray, Lord God, that you meet their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you for our families. I pray for them. I pray that they'll, Lord God, genuinely realize it's time to come to the table and sit with you and dine with you. You have a banquet going on. And, Lord God, you've got such wonders, Lord God, and you just want us to come and meet with you. What a time, what a time, what a time we shall have as we, Lord God, decide in our minds that we want to surrender and work on our relationship. Help me to work on my relationship with you, Father. Have mercy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to do those things that, as Mary said, whatever Jesus tell you to do, do it. And, Father, what you tell me to do, I want to be quick to hear and quick to be in obedience to what your word. I thank you for the message on last evening. I thank you, Lord God. I got the message, praise God. I am an authentic, born-again, baptized believer of the body of Christ. And it's my desire, as I hear from you, as I see what your word says, to be quick to be in obedience to what you say. Let your divine will be done for each and every one of those, Lord God, that's on this line. I could pray. There's so many. There's one that's come out of the hospital, Miss Pearl, Lord God. And, Father, you know all of her situations, all of her needs. Thank you that I heard Sister Prophet Bird say, cancer is not too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you because you are our maker, our sustainer, our preserver, our healer, our deliverer. You are our hope, Father God. We have a hope when others don't. We look to you, Father, and we commit these prayers to you, not just the ones that I prayed, but the ones that have already prayed and the ones that are praying after me. I pray, God, that their needs are met. Whatever it is, Lord God, in accordance with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray, God, that the enemy is already defeated. He's a defeated foe, and yes, he is, because Jesus has already gotten us victory, and therefore we're already more than overcomers, and we praise you. God, thank you for saving those lost loved ones' lives. Thank you for saving those brothers and sisters that go to church each week that believe they're headed down the path of righteousness, Lord God, but some way or another they haven't gotten something straight. Lord God, help us. Bring it to our attention, those things, Lord God, that we may have that getting in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We love you on this evening. We thank you, and I lift up each person. I won't call them by name, but God, I love them, and I pray, God, that their needs are met. Your divine will be done now, henceforth, and forever. We love you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on all of our behalf. It's in the precious and holy. Remember our leaders. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our military, Lord God, Jerusalem, the nation of Israel, in the name of Jesus, America, have mercy, Jesus, and help us, Lord. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Brother Black is not there yet. Did it drop off again?
Yeah.
Let me check. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just touch and agree with everybody's prayer. I just thank God I'm here. I'm alive. Amen. The enemy was hitting me on every side, all out lots of attacks, but I'm still here. Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. You made a way out of no way. 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 And I want to thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. So good to me. So good to me. Amen, Father. I just thank you, God. Hallelujah. You brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. If you didn't die on the cross, and if you wasn't raised on the third day, I would not be here. God, so I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, God. Not only for me, Lord, but the billions of people all around the world, God. Lord, even in our disobedience, you're still faithful. Even where obedience, God, you're faithful anyhow. God, your law is true and right. God, there's nothing wrong with your law. God, it's the person, not the law. And we just thank you for your judgments are holy and your commandments, God, are sure and pure. Hallelujah. You keep us on the right road, God. We thank you for your angels. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for Jesus, God. He paid the price. He did it all. Lord, if it be thy will, take this or let this cup of suffering pass, this cup pass, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And this is what I'm saying, God, not my will, but thy will be done. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor is thine, God. It belongs to you. No one can take your glory, God. You're so good. You're so great. Your love goes beyond a human being's imagination, and it far surpasses all things, God. Lord, we're grateful, God. We bless your name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised, is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord, touch and agree with all the prayers, God, and we lift Israel up, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you keep your angels, Lord, and camp around them on every side, God, not letting the enemy penetrate, infiltrate, God. Lord, get advantage, God, but, Lord, your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are safe, God. And so I speak, God. I speak a shift in the atmosphere. I speak a change, a turnaround, that your glory be revealed in Israel, in all Israel, God. Lord, that the naysayers, Lord, the enemies will be frightened and run away, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, there be peace in Israel. In the name of Jesus, God. I speak peace over the U.S., God. Hallelujah. Because U.S. loves you, God. Hallelujah. United States of America was founded on the Constitution, God. Was birthed, God, in prayer. Saying you be our God, we'll be your people, God. And that was a covenant, God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God. You always keep your covenant, God. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent, God. And we thank you for that, God. And I just pray, God, that we continue, Lord, look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you and only you. Outside of you, there is no other help. People would lie, but you are always the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by you. And we just thank you for your spirit that lives in the inside of us, God. Hallelujah. Your spirit leads and guides us. Your spirit is wisdom. Hallelujah. Is knowledge, is understanding, God. Hallelujah. That we can forget those things that are behind us and continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, God. You be glorified in all of our lives, all of our children's lives, God. Hallelujah, God. Even the youth, God. Hallelujah, God. Our babies, God, all over the face of the earth. Oh, keep them warm, fed, God. Protected, God. Oh, Lord, even the homeless, God. Lord, that you'll create situations where they have a place to stay and food in their mouth, showers and clothes, fresh clothes to wear, God. And give them a mindset to serve you, God. Hallelujah. And want to do what's right and not wrong, God. Even when the flesh wants to lean that way, God, we say no and get in your word and get in the prayer, God. Hallelujah. It's easy to slip and it's harder to serve you when the flesh keeps attacking, but we got to say not so. I'm the Lord's. I'm under new management. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, and I thank you for that, God. I thank you, Lord, because you said we'll know the truth, and the truth shall make us free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed, God. We are free indeed. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment we shall condemn, for this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. So we got to continue, God, staying faithful to you, staying faithful to your word, God. Nevertheless, God, the word says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. The enemy may come, but God, you gave us a more abundant life. an abundant life, God. And we know that we are yours and you are ours. Hallelujah. Continuing on the straight and narrow, God. Praising and worshiping you. And believing that you already made a way for us. And we know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. To keep standing no matter what. Even as Mother Alexandria said. Stand. Even in the midst of it all, God, we thank you. We have a God we can trust in. We have a God that fights all of our battles. We thank you, God. Through you, we are victorious. We have the victory. God, what a blessing to know. Blessed assurance. Oh, we can rest assured. And we thank you, God. Pray for the military and armed forces, God. Lord, that you will lead them the right way, God. Hallelujah, God. That you will fill the military force up with the necessary tools, Lord, that they need, Lord, to protect. All that they need to protect, God. U.S. and help all Israel. Hallelujah, God. The ones that love you, God. Hallelujah. Pray for essential workers, God. From the scientists to the volunteers, the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen them with might in the inner man. Build them up where they're torn down. Hallelujah. Strengthen them where they're weak, God. Hallelujah, God. And that we don't ever stop praising you no matter what. From sun to sundown, we will praise the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I do apologize. I walked away from the outline. It was supposed to be Mother Alexander, but I got back and it was so quiet, I just automatically called your name. But Mother Alexander, then of Mother McCormick, and then Pastor Sims. Thank God for you being online tonight, son. We praise God. We have to do a little better and stay in contact, even though we've been praying for you. We need to be calling and checking on you, too, as well. In the meantime, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in the morning, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Father. Because according to your word, Lord God, you tell us if we pray. And Lord, we believe in Heavenly Father that when we pray, change has got to take place. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. According to your word, Lord God, you said in your word, oh, taste and see. Psalms 34, 8 and 9 tell us, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye all saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because, Lord, you are the only way, Heavenly Father. Psalms 34, the first verse tell you, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. I'm magnifying the Lord tonight because he is a healer. He is a deliverer. And when he said, whatever you bind and hurt, it doesn't matter what it look like, baby. What it's matter is, do you believe that if you bind that false spirit, he got to seize? God gave us authority over the works of the enemy. But our belief in him is what's going to bring it to us. So when we said taste and see that the Lord is good, we know what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about. And Lord, we thank you tonight, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us, Lord God, taking away sickness from the midst of us, Heavenly Father. For, Lord, your word tells us, Heavenly Father, that the word is a lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. According to Psalms 119 and 105, Lord, your word stands. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe that no matter what the enemy come against us with, we know that our Father, our deliverer, our provider, our healer, our way maker, is still standing because he is the Lord of Lords, and there is no other. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Lord, because you gave us your word, Heavenly Father. According to the promises, Lord God, you tell us in Deuteronomy 7, your word gave us, your word, you gave it to us, and we believe in you, Lord God, because you said it, we believe it, that's it, that's it, no more guessing. Deuteronomy 7 and 15 tell us, and the Lord will take away from me all sickness, and that goes for whoever believe him and claim it. Praise no respecter of person, baby. And the enemy throwing out his vile rods around, trying to see who he can devour. But God gave us authority over the enemy. We just have to know who we are in Christ and stand, regardless how the situation look like, stand. Because what did the Heavenly Father tell us? Maybe tell us that the enemy is here, and he have only one thing he's after, kill, steal, and destroy. But as for me and my house, according to Joshua now, we're going to serve the Lord, baby. So we said, as for we and the prayer line, we are going to serve the Lord by praying these things down. Sickness, disease shall not have authority over the child of God. We sold out. There is no other way for us. And Father God, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the authority and the dominion here on earth, Lord God. Your promises still stand, Lord God. And according to the Psalms 34 and 1, blessing the Lord at all times. Hallelujah, Lord God. We must always have this praise in our mouth, no matter how things look, no matter how dark it is. Still praise the Lord and shout for joy, because we know changes got to take place. Changes got to take place. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for bringing us through all things, Heavenly Father, nothing here on earth that you don't know about. And Lord God, we thanking you for you are the only way for us. You are our healer. You are our provider. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. Nothing else is here that can take authority over your word, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. For there is none like you, Lord God. You are the only way, Lord, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. There is nobody. Nobody can do what you can do, Lord. And Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord God. Most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you for watching over each and every one of our family members, Lord. We thank you for watching over our brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We pray, Lord God, that you touch, Lord God. Because, Father, we don't know what's going on, but you know. Because nothing happened here on earth that you don't know about, Heavenly Father. But Lord, you give us power and authority here on earth to cry out to you, Lord God, and to stand firm in prayer, Lord God, knowing that none can deliver out of your hands one who is in your hands. None can deliver them. Only you, Lord God. And Lord, we thanking you this morning. We thank you for waking us up, each and every one of us, in the morning time, a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. We will not give the enemy no place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for strength. Thank you, Father God, for the power and the dominion and the authority that you've given to us, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God, because you are the only way, Heavenly Father. We know no other way, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in a prayer line, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you see each and every one. You know every need, Lord God, and you have met every need. For your word said it, Lord, we believe it. And, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to strengthen our whatever our desire is, Lord God. We know that your promise already tells us, Lord, pray for one another. We know that your promise said, ask, and believe when you ask, you receive. So we believe in, Lord God, that she's continued to stand strong, Lord God, that when we pray, Lord God, we know you hear the cry, Lord God, and we know you answer, Heavenly Father, because your word tells us, ask, and believe when we ask, we receive. And, Father, we believe in asking the Heavenly Father for whatever our needs are, because you already told us it's already been met according to your word, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly and proclaim that we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. Regardless what the enemy come against us with, we must always remember that Jesus Christ paid a price for us and gave us the victory in the name of Jesus. Nothing in this world is more powerful than the word of God. So, Lord, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, that all needs have been met. Continue to bless the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep each and every one of us strong in you, Lord God, because we live for you, Heavenly Father, to do your will. We're in this world, Lord God, but we're not of it. Not of it. No, no, no. We belong to the living God. And, Lord, we thank you today. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God for each and every one that have already prayed. I'm touching agree. We give honor to our Lord and Jesus, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for Pastor Bird and Pastor Hubbard. We thank God for each and every one that's on the prayer line. We just give glory and honor to the Lord because he's so good.
Amen.
He's so good to us, God. We just ask you, Lord, to look on us, God. We ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we have said or done. Lord, we realize, God, if it had not been for you on tonight, Lord, where would we be on tonight? We realize, Heavenly Father, God, it was you that touched us this morning with a finger of love. Nothing so good or great that I've done, but you, Lord God, look beyond my fault. You saw my needs. And so, God, I just want to thank you this afternoon. I want to thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you give me, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you have took me through so many different things and different situations that you have let me know, God, that you will never leave me nor forsake me, Lord God. I thank you for your shed of your blood, Lord God. I thank you for how you let me know, Lord God, that you will walk with me, you will talk with me, you will lead me, you will guide me, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to realize, Lord God, that I can't walk this journey alone by myself. I must trust and I must rely on you. So I just want to thank you, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for your people everywhere, Lord God, because there's so many things and so many situations and things are going on in this world. But we're just so thankful, Lord God, for knowing that you knows every situation. You knows what's going on. You knows how to work it out. You know when and the way to do it and the time. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for knowing that you is the author and the finish of my faith, Lord God. You are the one that is able to turn situation around when it looked like we don't know how things going to be turned around, when we don't know how things are going to be worked out. You know how to fix it for us. And so, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will touch each and every one that's on the prayer line, those that have already asked for prayer, that have asked for prayer a long time ago on this line, and those that have been delivered from different situations of prayer, and those that still is going through situation. But God, we pray that you would just hold them up in the palm of your hands and keep them, Lord God, and let them know, God, that maybe it hadn't come through yet, but help them not to be weary and well-doing, because in due season, they will reap if they faint not. So God, help them to know, God, that you are still working out the situation behind the scenes. When we can't see how things is going to be turned around, you know how to work it out. You know how to fix it, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God. We pray that you go into the hospital, the prison camp, the old folks home, the mental institute. God, touch people, Lord God. So many are sick with different problems and different situations in their lives, Lord God. So many different things that the enemy is trying to put on people. But we know, God, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, that we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. So, God, we thank you for the power of your word and the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Because you said after the Holy Ghost come, we shall receive power. So, God, help us to just use our power that you have given us. Help us not to just walk around here and just having power but don't know how to use it. Help us, Lord God. Teach us how to pray. And teach us what to pray for. Teach us how to be led by you, Lord God. Teach us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us, Lord God, when we read the word, that we will learn how to obey what the word of God is saying. Because in Matthew 21 and 22 says, and whatsoever thing you ask and pray, believe, and you will receive. So help us, Lord God, when we ask for a situation or ask for a thing or pray for somebody, that we believe in, that they can receive that prayer, that blessing, that we are touching and agreeing with them about in the name of Jesus. Because in these days and time, Lord God, there are so many situations that's happening, and we must look to you, Lord God. You told us to, God. You told us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you this afternoon. We realize that heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. So God, as we go through life's journey, help us to learn how to cast all our cares upon you, because we know you care for us. And we realize the word of God in Psalms 37:5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So God, help us commit those ways. There are ways in us that may not be right. There are ways in us that may need to be changed or need to be different in our lives. Help us, Lord God, to commit those ways to you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will help us to be different, and that we don't have to walk in that same old rut. We don't have to walk in that same old situation that we always walked in. That there can be a change in our lives. There can be a difference in our life as we go through. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, because you told us also in the word of God to come unto me, all who are a labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, in your name, God, because there's power in the name. There's healing. There's deliverance in the name. And I thank you. I thank you right now, Lord, for touching people, touching the mind of your people right now, Lord. Let them know, God, that you are the savior of the world. You are the healer. You are the deliverer, God. You are everything that we need. And if we could just only rely and realize that you are the only one that can help us in problems, in situations that we go through, or maybe sometimes we may get in some situation. But help us, Lord God, to learn how to confess our sin and our fault to you, Lord God, and repent and turn from our wicked ways. Help us, Lord God, in these areas that we fall short in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing, because you are a God. You are a mighty God. You are a God that sits high and see, and you know every problem, every situation that we go through in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you told us in Hebrews 4:16, you said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We live in a time of need. We live in a time where so many things are happening. So many things are going on. But we just yet, Lord, trust you. We yet, Lord, believe in and calling on the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, because, God, you've done it for others. You'll do it for us, Lord God. You've done it for people in the Bible a long time ago, God. And you're the same God today as you were yesterday. You change us not, Lord God. And so, God, I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole. I pray for the president of the United States, the law enforcement, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would look down on kids everywhere, young people, Lord God, those that's going through different situations. I pray that you look down on all the prayer warriors and their families on tonight, Lord God, each and every one, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would help us to keep our focus. Keep our mind on you, Lord God, as we go through life journey, we go through situations that we can't fix, but we can come to you. We can call on your name, Lord God. Oh, Father, we love you on tonight, Lord. We realize, God, there's nobody else to call on but you, Lord God. There's nobody else to look to but you, Lord God, because you are the one, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will have mercy on us. Have mercy on us tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, your word also told us, your word told us in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge, a strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh, God, we need you, Lord God, like never before, God. Oh, God, we know that the Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. But we know, God, that you able, Lord God, to keep us, Lord God, because you are our joy. You are our peace. You are everything that we need. And you said, peace I leave unto you. You said, peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the whole entire world. One by one, name by name, the body of Christ as a whole, we ask you to keep us, Lord. Keep our mind on your God. Help us to keep looking to the hills from which coming our help. Help us not to be weary and well-doing, God. Help us to know, God, that you see and you know all things and you know how to change it. You know how to work it out. We love you on tonight, Lord. We realize, God, if you don't do it, it won't be done. But we know, God, that you're the only one that can change all the problems and situations that we're going through. So we bind up every spirit, every foul demon, everything that try to attach our life, our body. We bind it up and we plead the blood of Jesus because we know it's the blood. We can plead the blood. You sent your blood, God, and we thank you for the blood. You said when you see the blood that the enemy will pass over. So, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus on tonight, Lord God. We realize that you are our Heavenly Father. You are our joy. You are our peace. You are the one that have made us and the one that's always able to take us through. We can call on your name anytime. Your lines are never busy. It's not like we call on man, but when we call on you, you'll come and see about us. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the name of Jesus because we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, and we ask you to continue to look on your people everywhere, those that are sick everywhere, Lord God. You know all about them. You know their name. You know who they is. You know every hair on their head, and we pray that you'll take them through. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your great mercy and your loving kindness toward us. We do recognize tonight Pastor BJ and everybody that's on this line, especially the leader of this prayer line who thinks it's not robbery to spend her time, and surely she could find something else to do, but this is important to her because it's important to all of us and to the world. And we do come, to lift them up, and we thank you for all the warriors that have come before me that lift up the name of Jesus. Not one, but all of them are serious about their soul salvation. And I thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight where we can come together and declare your word is true. No matter how or what is going on, your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love, it was the motivation
for his crucifixion on Calvary's cross. And we do come giving him praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the mighty King. And he decided to die. He decided to die. He didn't have to, but he decided to die because of obedience to his Father and the love for us. And that's why we're coming together tonight. We come together in unison, every one of us with our mind on the same focus. We focus on the same thing, and that's the salvation of the world, that we spread the gospel, that men and women, boys and girls everywhere may know him. Lord, we love you. We come. I confess my faults and sins before you, Father. I ask you to teach me how to pray. Lord, teach me how to love like you do, the agape love, Father. Not sure. I don't think I have it just right, but I'm working on it. I'm working on the building, Lord, because as long as you live, I do believe it'll be something and something that you need to get better at. And Father, we just praise your name. We praise your Father for every good and perfect gift, because you say every good and perfect gift comes from God above, for he is the Father of light, and he is the light of the world. And that's why we praise and we give him honor. He's God, a man that he should lie. You can trust what his word says. And even though it may not look like it, Lord, we know as we hold on to you, oh, yes, Lord. We know, Father, if you hold on to that word, you supply and you provide the things that we need. We've seen it happen. Because you're a great God, and you do honor and you love your children. And you say, come, come, come unto me. You can come with your dirty clothes and your dirty whatever, but I will clean you up. But you have to come of your own free will and accord and be serious and know that I do love you. God is so good. We can't explain it. We can't say, you say favor ain't fair and all those things people say, but whatever he does is fair. It may look like one thing. It may be something else. He said, be still and know that I am God. You look for him to come one way, he comes another. But all of it is in his will. And Lord, we thank you for your will in our lives, how you brought us thus far, Father. And you allow each and every one of us, given the opportunities, and sometimes we're not given the opportunity, we just slide into a divine appointment with somebody, and you bless with your word because of the witness of the saints. Lord God, we ask you to bless mankind everywhere, and we're so happy that you allow Brother Black to come back on the line. Lord, we thank you for his witness. And Father, you may not think so, but people hear these things and they believe because somebody else has testified, has given them courage to hold on just a little while longer. And Father, as long as we live, each and every one of us on the line, we ask you to help us to hold on to our joy and to be able to spread our joy, that somebody will see the light of Jesus in us and live. That's what it's all about. We want to spread your word and spread your gospel, Father. Not in a boastful or braggish way, but in a way that you would have us to say, oh, the Lord did this for me. Oh, I wasn't worthy, but God healed my body. He healed my soul. He put me on the right path. Father, bless mankind everywhere. As far as humanity tried to soar, even the dignitaries thought. And I pray for the Jewish brothers, our Jewish brothers and sisters who are just having such a hard time. All of us are having, but it seems the Holocaust keeps popping up all over as a reminder of the cruelty that they went through. Father, help us, mankind, everywhere, to realize that you are God and besides you there is none other. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we do give you honor as long as we live, Father. And we ask that you bless everybody, every need being met, Father. Everything around them and everything that concerns them on this line and on other prayer lines, Father, everywhere, and mankind everywhere, that you just bless them, Lord, and let them know that you are here and that you do love us. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we ask these blessings. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Oh, my God, the power of the anointed through the prayers tonight. We bless God. Praise God. Before we take any prayer requests, we give about 2 or 3 minutes. For some reason, Sister Rachel was in my spirit for her to pray for a couple of minutes. Then we're going to have to go into our prayer request. Are you available, my sister? We got to move on. Okay, she's not. I thought she was going to answer, but then she didn't. Okay, Sister Rachel, bless the Lord. I'm not listening to you on your daughter's line.
Praise God. The Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God.
I tell you, we just thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you
bless
the honor,
Lord. Strengthen
God.
Jesus.
For what you are doing, God, and what you are about to do, God. God, all I know to do is tell you thank you.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Give
bless
you the highest praise and stay in your face, God. Stay at
Jesus.
Your feet, God, with your word, God. I call your word over me, God. And everybody that needs the word of God to deliver them, because his word will deliver us, because he says so. Because his word is true. He said his word would not return back to him void. And I'm trusting God with everything.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to see the report of the Lord. And it is going to be good. It is good. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. It may have formed, but it cannot grow. It cannot do anything. All it can do is go back to the seat from which it came. In Jesus' name, I come dining coronavirus. I'm not afraid. Because my Father won't let me be afraid. He specializes in it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, I thank you. I thank you for how he's taking care of us through this situation. I thank you for how he strengthened me. I thank you. I was sitting there, and I could hear in my ear, I could hear you, Pastor BJ, calling my name.
Jesus.
I don't sleep well at night. But when the word goes forth, I keep the word going in the house night and day. Or spiritual music going night
thank
and day.
Thank God for being here.
I could hear you calling me.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
I said, Jesus, Pastor BJ is calling me. And I opened my eyes, and then he said, Sister Rachel, not here. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. And I'm being obedient to the Lord. I'm just resting in him. I'm just laying in the arms of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. We're going to see the
Jesus.
Results of the Lord.
Yes.
If we be obedient to his word, if we trust him at what he says, he's going to bring the manifestation forth. After this, I shall dance. After this, I will have the victory. Woo! Good God, no matter, you're your Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. After this, after all the persecution, out of all the sickness and diseases. He specializes in this stuff. He didn't take them whippings for nothing.
Jesus.
And I refuse to take down. After this, I shall go to higher heights and do for this. After this, it's only a test to see if I'm going to trust them the way I
thought. All right.
It's only a test to see if I'm going to keep speaking the word of God. It's only a test. Yes, Lord, I will. I'll do what you say then.
Amen.
I'll be obedient to your word, God. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll walk where you want me to walk. God, I thank you for allowing me to see out of the spiritual ears. How you know you got spiritual ears, Rachel? I just heard Pastor BJ call me and I was asleep. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is God all by himself and won't nobody make me die because I know too much of that. He's done too much for me. And I will not go in the towel. I'm going through. I'm going on through. Is it hard sometimes? Yes. Yeah. But I'm praising and I'm pushing. And I'm going to birth whatever it is that God wants me to do. Devil, you will not take me out. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God is not finished with me yet. You've been trying to take me out. But you couldn't do it. You still can't. So stop trespassing on God's property. Stop trespassing. You've been trespassing on God's property too long now. You're trespassing on a lot of God's property. Get your dirty, filthy hands off of God's property. Because they're going to go forth. They're going forth like never before. God is raising up the ones that he's going to use mighty. That's what he's doing. And the devil trying to defeat, but he will not.
Amen.
He cannot defeat what God has said of. God, I
thank you, Lord.
Also spirit. God, I thank you now, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for going by every hospital. Everybody that may be sick and afflicted in their body, God. Those are that are locked down, God. That shouldn't be locked down, God. That some are locked down and ain't did nothing, God. God, you know all about those situations. God, there's some going to have surgery tomorrow, God. Let them know, God, you go in there with them. Their mother, their father, their sister, their brother may not can't go in with them, God. But I know a man named Jesus. He'll go all the way with you, and he'll come back out with you. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
You did
praise
it for
God.
Me, Shaq, and Abednego, God.
Hallelujah.
You look for us. We depended on you, Jesus. Amen.
I bless the Lord for being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, because all of a sudden it's just like you kept pulling on my spirit that says, but God used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He has it, glory to God, where the enemy was trying to oppress, even though you were fighting, glory to God. But sometimes when you open your mouth and speak and bind and loose and cancel the sign of the enemy, glory to God, and speak it out, God has the way to turn back around and put the enemy to flight. So in the midst for a stirring of the fire and for the encouragement to yourself as well as we here, we thank God, glory to God, as you continue to rest and sleep, glory to God, regardless of this thing that come up against your body, it will pass, and God has already said by his stripes we will heal. Healing was already done at Calvary. It's just the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give life. So we believe in God, glory to God, he continue to touch your body, Rachel, as well as Laura, and glory to God,
those children. They have affect you more than the other ones, but nevertheless, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore changed not, and his word still stands. So I pray sweet sleep to you tonight. No tormenting spirit of pain or agony or globally or breathing problems or whatever respiratory the enemy got to loose it. So when we bind up transferring spirits, that it be loose off of you, off of Laura, globally, to get off the children, and even out of the atmosphere, the blood of Jesus. We speak continued life and thank God the Lord's blessing through glory to God to continue with the listening to the word and listening to his voice and just resting in him in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to take any prayer requests you still want to pray and thank God for Mother Alexander's niece, glory to God, that went on, glory out to glory. Pray God's blessing upon the family and strength and encouragement to her and the family and blood covering over them and continue to bring comfort and God bless and minister in the midst. We pray, glory to God, for Sister Parker, God, for blessing in the hospital. We hadn't heard back from her. She know we're on the prayer line, but I didn't check my text to find out she texted back or not. But we believe in God for divine healing and touch for the prayer from Pastor Bird from her last night and also the prayers that went up with the prayer warriors today. So we believe in God for a good report, and we know God has his timing, and we can just only believe God by faith for his manifestations at whatever given time. But we pray also the Lord will bless, as we already prayed for Alonzo. Anyone else that have a prayer request, we want to go ahead and take that now. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request for tonight? Oh, Lord, how in the world I'm actually off to do that. I'm so excited. All the lines are not even open. Some of them are. Praise God. Just a couple of them just need to be still open. We thank God for Elder Kincaid, we prayed for her the other night too and stuff like this for her hip and praying God the report comes back well for divine healing. Thank God for the hip replacement. She's been doing well with a little infection. We praying God's divine touch there and all turns out well for her. Anyone else that has, let's see if anybody else's line is, everybody's line is open now. So anyone else, glory to God, have a request, we want you to go ahead and speak now. If you don't, we can turn it over to Prophet Bird. Okay, Prophet Bird then.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God.
Pardon?
Hi. Hello? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Somebody else came on the line. I guess they was a little late speaking. Who is it?
It's Pastor Sim.
Okay, Pastor Sim, your voice went down real low.
Okay. I was asking prayer for John King and Wilhelmina King. He was transferred today to the VA convalescent home. She's no longer able to take care of him in the manner that he should be taken care of, so they transferred him down in across to Ashley, down in Charleston this morning. And I'm asking prayers. If you continue, I ask you once before to pray for my cousin Eleanor in Reading, Pennsylvania. She got COVID in 2020, and she's still on oxygen and still trying to battle with the after effects of the effects of COVID. And I thank you for holding them up and keeping them before the Lord in prayer.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Bird, since you're up next, you might as well go ahead and pray for those two things. And if God give you anything, they'll take it from there for the request that Mother Pastor Sims just had for Wilhelmina. Well, it's really her, John, that they had to go to Charleston.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be separated for, oh, good, so she has to drive down there to see him. Okay. All righty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Hallelujah. A concern.
You said this was Wilhelmina Parker?
No. Wilhelmina is John's wife, King, Jonas King. We've been praying for them for a while, but he got to be transferred now down into Charleston to rehab. And then the other person is Eleanor. We prayed for her in time past several times with that COVID in 2020, but she's still having respiratory problems or whatever other kind of problems from that COVID.
Hallelujah.
Father, depressed too.
Hallelujah. Father, we do praise you and honor you tonight. And we go to know, God, that whatever situation we find ourselves in, that you're going to work it out for our good. So we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Wilhelmina King, who is being transferred to the
John,
VA.
John, the husband.
Her husband, okay.
Yes.
Who's being transferred to the VA. Father God, we are praying for his safety. And we are praying, Father God, that he would get the care that he need in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Father God, that you touch his body and heal his mind, Father God. We are praying, God, that you touch and heal in the name of Jesus. You know what's going on in that body, for he is wonderfully and fearfully made by you. We come against accidents or any other thing in Jesus' name. And we are praying, God, that he will get the treatment that he deserves and the treatment that he needs in Jesus' name. Father, thank you because you can do all things but fail. Healing is in your wings. So we thank you for him now, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we are believing you, Father God, for Eleanor, that that breathing will come back the way it's supposed to. God, we are praying that, yes, she might have COVID, but COVID don't have her. We are praying, Father God, for her strength to return. We are praying that those lungs, God, will function the way they were created to function. We say, Father God, that you would come and heal and turn around any damage or any other thing, Father God, that has happened from that COVID. God, we know that you can touch blind eyes and the blind will see. There is nothing too hard for you. By your stripes, she is healed. So we thank you right now for your healing power upon your servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you
praise
so much.
God. Hallelujah. Mm. I heard something as I was just sitting and listening to all these prayers tonight. And I heard the word bully. I said, bully? I heard the word bully. And then God said, it is the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. And he said, I need to tell you, I went to another level in the spirit tonight. It's good God. And God said that you are spiritual bullies. You're bullies. And when you start praying, you pierce the kingdom of darkness. And when the demons see you coming, you just like a bully. Hey, they got to get out the way. They got to move.
Yeah.
They got to move and a change have to come. God gave me that word anointing. The anointing is what deliver people and set the captive free. The anointing is literally God on flesh doing what flesh can't do. Each of you are anointed bullies. Hey, hey, and you're well known in the kingdom of darkness. When they see you coming, they move. So you need to know. Glory to God, you've been elevated to another position. And in that position, I don't care where you are, you have authority to be there. You are anointed. Hallelujah. You are anointed to destroy burdens and yokes. So it's my God, it was just something else tonight. I feel that so much in my spirit. Brother Black?
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are walking more and more in that anointing. You can start out doing everything, but that prophetic keep coming. And God is going to increase it even more. Even more. The more you get comfortable with that position that he's called you in, the more, hallelujah, even in that anointing, yoke's going to be destroyed. Just by the words spoken out of your mouth. So I just have to say, I'm just glad to be hanging out with you bullies.
Okay. Receive that. Likewise.
Glory to God. Mm. The devil know who you are. Glory to God. And Sister Rachel?
Yes, ma'am.
Something you said tonight sort of answered a question for me that I had said to Pastor BJ. Even I asked a question about hearing voices. You clarified that for me tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thank God for that.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God. Praise God. That's all I have, but I just heard that word really so. Y'all powerful, that's all I can say.
Yes, God.
So is it bullies or bullets?
Bullets.
We are bullies.
Bully. You know, like Patty, that's a bully?
Uh-huh, okay, mm-hmm. Bully. Okay.
Yeah, that picks on somebody that's younger or something like that,
mm-hmm.
But they are kingdom bullies. Hallelujah.
Yay, God. Yay, God. Yay,
yeah.
Lord.
Mm. Mm. Ooh. Ooh. Mm. I'm
thinking. Thank tingling. You,
Holy
Ghost. Mm. Yay,
God.
God. Oh, my God. If y'all just knew who you was, my God.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy
Ghost. You're forced to be reckoned with, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Mm. I hear you, prophet. I hear you. I hear you.
Glory to God.
God, they just get me all day. Woo!
Glory.
Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. It was powerful tonight. I mean,
Yes, amen.
Yeah, everybody just.
Yes, yes. I'm telling you, anointed flows. Thank God for
yes.
The blood.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Son of Jesus.
Amen. Praise
yes.
The Lord.
Amen.
Yes, thank God.
Hallelujah.
I like what you said tonight, even though you was on the phone and heard all the word and the encouragement and the remarks you made when you got off the phone when we was praying and worshiping the Lord and with the blood and how you said, even though I might have left the line, I was still in the mix because I was a part of it. And that's like that anointing still covered no matter what. I said, ooh, I like that. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Because we all partake yes. Just because you stepped away physically from the line, the anointing glory I still cover you. So I like that. Praise God, what you said.
Yes.
And thank God
glory
for all
God.
Of those encouragements for last night. Because truly, I listened back to it myself and I said, oh my God, you did do this. Just
hey,
to give a message online at that time. And I just thank God for that time of just, oh my Lord, just nothing but the blood. Praise God. Just giving him what belongs to him. Amen. And tonight was just like, it just took us over into another level of shifting in the prayers, worship
glory
and blessings
God.
And just thanking
thank
him and
you.
Giving him glory and standing on the word. We just got shifted
yes.
Again to another
hallelujah.
Place.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Glory. Oh, thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sunday, Monday. Mm-mm-mm. Friday all the way through here. Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not enough just to talk about it, but to give him his glory. To give him his praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name as the word already came from Brother Alexander. Oh, magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Oh, God, I bless you. I honor you. Oh, thank you. Glory to him. In your presence is fullness of joy. Oh, sickness can die in praises and worship. Oh, Lord, I wait to come up in the praises and the worship. Oh, regulate minds in the praise and the worship. Get the clarity of thoughts in the praise and the worship. Oh, turning the things around in our favor as we worship you. Oh, God, we thank you. You inhabit the praise of your people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. give you the glory, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
God. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
they
you.
Already
thank
answered.
You.
We just got to believe that.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God, thank
said
you
it's coming to pass. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, call it down
yes.
in this
your name,
earth realm to
Amen.
Manifest.
Yes.
Whatever it is, natural and physical. Hallelujah. Mostly, whatever is, financial blessing, spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the body to be regulated, pain to be extracted from the body. Hallelujah. Eyes to come open, ears to come open. Hallelujah. Oh, mindset to serve you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body to love you. Hallelujah. God, 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 God. The answer, glory to God, in the marriage. The answer, glory to God, in the family. The answer on the job. The answer, glory to God. In the ministry, the answer for the visions and the dreams, the answer, glory to God, hallelujah, for direction, for the trip, oh, glory to God, for the salvation, oh, my God, the answers are already there, we just got to believe and call it down in, God, call it into existence, in the name of Jesus, binding up that adversary that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that don't want it to become the past, to bring doubt and unbelief, and fears we come against you to bind you up and loosen from your assignment. Oh, glory to God. Disappointment and hurt try to get in the way. Glory to God. The block what God is saying to cause stability. Setback. But we rebuke it.
Amen.
God help
Amen.
Us. Don't just eat your ass. And some of us are coming to glory to God to make us stronger so we can produce the fruit of Jesus Christ. Ah, glory to the character of him. This flesh got to die to get there. So we got to go through some things to die. The crushing of the grace, God. Hallelujah. To get the oil out. Hallelujah. Of the olives in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
God, help us to be able to endure.
Help
so we
God.
Can be
help
able
me.
To be the vessels you're calling for
help
that you can depend on so that we won't
help
take down.
Thank
strengthen
you,
us
Lord.
That we may
help
be able
God.
To stand. And when
yes.
we get all the stand there forward with that armor on.
Yes.
And
Amen.
I want
yes, God.
Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I bless you so much for your mercy and your grace.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
And you don't allow no more temptation or pressure more than we can handle. Sometimes we don't know what we can handle until we go through. Hallelujah.
Yes,
looking up and depending on you. Oh, lift up your gates. Oh, glory to God. Let the King of Glory, let him come
Hallelujah.
In.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Thank
you,
Father.
For the prophets among us in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Order now set. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes,
God. In the order our steps. Oh, God, help us to be obedient when you order the steps.
Yes.
And don't
yes,
be fearful,
yes.
fearful to walk in the path that you set before us
yes,
in the
God.
Name of
yes.
Jesus. Because you got us covered under the blood. The roaring lions
yes,
may be out there, but they can't devour us because we in the place, glory to God, of the narrow way that, glory to God,
yes,
you will not allow us, hallelujah,
yes.
to be devoured
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The mission
yes.
shall be complete. Oh, we
yes.
stay in your will and in your grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see like a fire being lit on you, Pastor Bird, in your belly and on your head. Ah, mamo kororobosa. Ah, the wells of living water to spring up, but the power of the anointing of that word to come up out of and open your mouth and the power of the anointing. Hallelujah. The cause is like a sword coming out of your mouth. Hey, koraba. You let out a motion. The cut us from everything that's not like God. Every line you speak will fit every spirit that comes to the bow and to whore. Back over to God. The blessings are from what God has said is to come to pass for the people in the name of the wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment that is to come in the name of Jesus. The awakening, the awareness. Oh,
glory.
Glory yes, to God. That word that come back electricity. Oh, glory to God. You know, like when lightning strikes and it hits stuff and the power of the anointing from it. Lord, that word, that word, that word, when it comes forth, glory to God, even the more, hallelujah. And those that have an ear to hear, glory to God, and will forbear and get what God says, so I'd be blessed. Those that reject, hallelujah, they're the ones going out there to suffer the consequences. But when God's word go out, it's up to us to go out there to accept what God has said and walk therein. All glory to God, be in a place, glory to God, that we'll have to deal with whatever consequences. God, help us when you bring awareness to us.
Hallelujah.
Let us be in a place that we will yield, even though it may not feel good, because when the flesh got to die, it's not going to feel good, because it has to die so the spirit man can live and be in control of the house. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the anointing. Oh, God, I pray a rest and a blood covering over you and a shield go around to protect that that he's placed on the inside of you to be delivered at whatever hour and time when he send you out, whether he send it on the airways, whether he send it in personally, whether he send it in family, whether he send it in the street, whether he send it in somebody you just met for the first time. Open your mouth and say, well, thus saith the Lord. That might be the only opportunity that they may hear at that time. But be obedient. That's what it's about, whether you know or not. Have nothing to do with shyness. It got to do with obedience to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Because God has made you the new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become the new. And how Lillian used to be. What it is now, a bold vessel, glory to God, that he has anointed, glory to God, to go out and do great exploits for him. In the name of Jesus, I call sweet rest and sleep. Oh, glory to God, an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. Keen fine tune. In the name of Jesus, but still be able to rest in him and rise up glorifying his name. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Thank you for the protection and the blood covering. Oh, God, I thank you for that covering over all of us and all that our ears have heard and what you get doing in us on a one-on-one and corporately. In the name of Jesus, in our houses, in our secret times, over the phone, oh, God, when we in our churches, or when you send us a word from the Lord, help us, because you have not given us a spirit of confusion. When you speak, glory to God, truth is there. It's if we're going to obey you, or we're going to reason and analyze. God, I pray to your people, get rid of the reason and analyzing, because you said in Hebrews 11:6, the only thing please you is faith. Hallelujah. And when we diligently seek you, you will reward us. When we pray, you said in Mark 11, believe that we receive, but making sure that if we got any ought against anyone, to forgive, so our Father will forgive us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you tonight. And I bind you up, Satan, and all your cords, every setup, trap, plot, and plan, be annihilated, be eradicated. Whatever you're calling for to try to hinder us in what God has spoken and said, we bind you of no tormenting spirit, no incident, accident, untimely death, sickness, disease, plots and plans and schemes that try to throw us off track or cause confusion. We bind you, loose you, and send you back to the dry place as much as you can. Even that spirit of fear and doubt, we bind you and cast you out and send you back in Jesus' name. We speak strength, courage, obedience, and speak, glory to God, that you give us wisdom, glory to discernment, and that the blood covering, hallelujah, and the angels be encamped. Cover our children, cover our grands, cover our family, cover our church family. God, give us the strength to fight the good fight of faith with the whole armor of God on and the weapons you've given us. Give us wisdom how to use these tools and not let our tongue be used against our brother for, glory to God, friendly fire. We believe, glory to God, that we're going to let you take over this tongue and guide us in the words that we speak in Jesus' name and have an answer for everybody to ask about the hope that lies on the inside of us. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us one to another.
Thank you.
Oh, God, quicken in our spirits that our minds will not be forgetting the things we ought to do when we need to call one another, when we need to be encouraged, when we need to be remembering words or scriptures or being on our toes or days or passing fast. But the anointing, glory, that you give us, we still can hold fast to what your words say. Taking authority over the enemy to try to take our thoughts. Bless our long-term short-term memory. And we rebuke and bind the hand of enemy. We will not have dementia. Oh, glory, that Alzheimer's, the blood of Jesus. We'll be sharp in the spirit and on our post in the name of Jesus. Bearing one another burdens and lifting each other up and esteeming each other more highly than ourselves. No lies, but just truth in the name of Jesus. Be bold enough to speak truth, but not trying to hurt or belittle, but be bold enough to stand on what God's word say concerning each other in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Glory to God with wisdom that you give us and how to go in and how to come out. God, we now know how to hold them, fold them, and when to let go and what to resist, what to release, and what to hold on to and to remain. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Ooh, glory to God.
Jesus. Sound like somebody over there drunk.
Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, my God. And with the ones that love him and then we're on one accord. It's a magnificent place to be. In his presence, fullness of joy. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength.
Yes.
The wealth of living water spring up. Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, it keeps ringing around in my ear, and it's got to hang up. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, yes, be behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine.
Hallelujah.
I told Satan, yes, be behind. Love today is mine. Along with the Jesus 5:12. Amen.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
We love you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. I got to go.
And y'all have a good night. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
And keep the revival praying for us.
Praise God.
Shalom. All right, then. Love
Shalom.
You.
Love
you.
Love you.
God bless.
I love Shalom. You. Shalom. Hallelujah. By the
glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to your name. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, you're so wonderful. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Magnify his holy name. Oh, God, I pray blessings upon you all and pray you have a wonderful, blessed and wonderful night. Wait a minute, there's something she did send from the hospital, Florida. Kingsley Park, Orange Park, Florida. I don't know what room number I'm in. You in my prayers, keep us posted. That's, you know, she must have sent onto family members too. But all right, well, that was the last thing she sent at 6:01. Okay, then. Lord bless you all. That was from Sister Parker. Have a blessed night and shalom to all of you. Enjoy the anointing in you all too as well.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty.
Bye-bye,
I tell you.
God bless
you. I love you.
Glory to God.
Glory.